We continue our reading of God's holy word and the prophet Isaiah. We come today to Isaiah chapter 40. We'll read verse 18 to verse 31, which is the end of the chapter. A few brief remarks. Remember that chapter 40 of Isaiah opens up the second part of a three-part book, and the particular audience to whom he's writing is no longer the Israel of his own time, but rather he's looking after the fall of Jerusalem and the Babylonian exile to the people who would then be restored to Jerusalem, and he has for them a word of comfort. Now, there's two main things in this final half of Isaiah 40. The first is he denounces idolatry. Idolatry was the chief sin that had caused the covenant to be broken and God to judge them in that terrible way. And he has some rather direct words about idolatry here. Historically, it is a fact that the Babylonian exile broke the sin of idolatry. After the people returned to Israel, there's no more idolatry. There's no apparent temptation to idolatry, none that they yielded to, and Isaiah is going to speak to that. These are words valuable to us. He reminds us of the sovereignty of God. Here we are in a worldwide pandemic. Many of us are anxious, and for good reason, I suppose, but to whom shall you compare me, he says, that I should be like him? You know, he's the one who creates all things. God created the host. He names the stars in their numbers. Now, these things are not happening apart from the knowledge and will of God. He is strong in power, both to create, to judge, and then also to save. And then he has a word of encouragement at the end of the chapter. These are some of the most famous words in the prophet Isaiah. And he not only is the true and sovereign God as opposed to the idols, he's the one who meets the needs of his people. I do hope you remember that as you may be anxious. We may all get a little weary of our circumstances, particularly if the weeks of social distancing should mount up. But we serve a God who is able to strengthen us. And he says here, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He's the creator of the heavens and earth. He is able to meet our every need." Let's make sure that not only us together, but each of us individually as Christians, desiring, as we should desire, that during a shared time of public difficulty and anxiety, which in many ways brings people together, as is seldom the case, let the Christian people exhibit what it means to know God, and to know the true and living God, not idols. It's the idols that have gotten us into most of our troubles. But let the people of God reveal through our words and through our actions, through the peace in our hearts. I don't have the explanation for when the social distancing is going to end. Will it get worse? Will it last longer? Will it destroy the economy? I do not know, but I know God. That's what the Christian is able to say. And we are able to exhibit a peace, a calm, a resolute nature. Why? Because he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the everlasting God. And the final words of this chapter, "They who wait for the Lord, therefore, shall renew their strength." Well, may God answer that prayer. May we pray that prayer, particularly as there may be need in the days and weeks to come. Well, please give ear to the reading, therefore, of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 40, verse 18 to 31. "To whom will you liken God, or what likeness compare with him? An idol? A craftsman casts it, a goldsmith overlays it with gold, and casts for it silver change. He who is too impoverished for an offering chooses wood that will not rot. He seeks out a skilled craftsman to set up an idol that will not move. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth. When he blows on them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes high and see who created these, he who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name. By the greatness of his might and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The grass withers, the flower falls, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.